time for our weekly chat with the Oregon softball coach. And happy to announce this is not a wrap-up talk, but a review and a preview. Once again, as Ducks have moved on to a super regional 4 o'clock Friday against Kentucky. Welcome in, Mike White. Coach, congrats on advancing. Imagine you got to be feeling pretty good about where you and your team sit right now.
I'm feeling pretty relieved after Saturday's game, but pretty good. Yeah, we feel good about our position right now.
You know, of your last 5 games, you've had 4 run rule wins, and like you said, Saturday. Have you told your team it's okay to find a comfortable medium? You don't have to win by 10, but it doesn't have to be a cardiac special.
Well, we keep saying the W is the most important stat, so I guess I can't complain too much about getting the win, but yeah, it was pretty much a cardiac special for sure.
Yeah, that game, you know, down two out, nobody on. The Ducks tie it, win it in extra innings, but I'll tell you what, once Gwen singled that heads-up play by Nikki Udrea, you know, not only getting the hit, but, you know, the read she made, taking second to put the tying run on in scoring position, is there kind of a fine line there between a risky gamble and a gutsy play?
Well, yeah, a bit of both, I guess, but you know, we look to take advantage of anything we can get, and there was an opportunity to get that extra base, so we took it. It was great heads-up base running.
Sure was. So once that is settled, you got to feel like something's falling your way, because second and third, tying run at second, one of the hottest hitters in softball comes up, Shannon Rhodes. What about that at-bat? Any special instructions in a situation like that, or with how she's playing, just let her rip?
You know, just pretty much let it rip and just try to get good pitch to hit. I mean, that's really our big thing is getting a good pitch to hit. And she hung in there just long enough to get one, so she did a great job.
Talking Duck softball onto the Super Regionals with Coach Mike White. Sometimes in a series facing the same team, you know, after an unbelievable comeback like that, I wonder about a carryover. It seemed like your team came out Sunday with a little extra oomph in your step, scoring 4 runs in the first. How are you all feeling taking the field Sunday after that wild finish Saturday?
Well, actually, truthfully, I was a little nervous, so maybe that's a good thing. But, you know, I mean, always just say when I was playing, if you weren't nervous, something was wrong. So I had a little nerves, but, you know, that first innings, we came out and scored 4 runs. Miranda Ellis looked really strong, so felt pretty good after that point, after that first innings.
In the finale, after Maggie had mowed down Illinois-Chicago in Game 1, then Megan Kleist, you know, victimized a little bit with a couple of unearned runs. Then, you ran out Miranda, freshman in the game of her life. She's up 4-0, then that really nice around-the-horn double play. I mean, how big was that start, and the way she settled in with a nice lead?
Yeah, exactly. There's always those points in the game where things can happen, and that could have been one, you know, and we snuffed it out. So it was pretty good job by our defense to help out a young pitcher at that point.
I mentioned that double play started by your third baseman, Jenna Lilly, and you and I have discussed her. Austin Meek even wrote about her last week, and now it seems she's 11 of her last 19. How confident are you that she's found her stroke? And regardless of how she's hitting, man, it just seems to me she's always got her head in the game.
Well, exactly. I think even her defense has picked up. She's just feeling so much better about herself, and you know, and that's what we want. We want somebody, you know, you don't want anybody not to be enjoying themselves out there. And it looks to me like right now she's really enjoying the game, enjoying her teammates, and just loving to be in those big situations. So hopefully it carries through this weekend.
Talking Duck softball with head coach Mike White. So you got the 3 options in the circle. It's now Tuesday. You and your staff still figuring out your plan for Kentucky, or do you follow the same patterns that have worked to get you this far as who you're going to give the ball to each game?
No, I'm still trying to figure that out. So, you know, I'm going to look at some more tape and then just wait as long as I can. Our pitchers don't really have to know too soon. So, you know, I'll try and let them know probably on Thursday morning who's going to be getting the ball.
All right. And finally, you played Kentucky and beat them in a great game back in mid-February, overcame a 3-run deficit. That program, since Rachel Lawson was hired 10 years ago, has gone from almost being obscure. Now they've been to the College World Series, Super Regional. What kind of work has she done building up that program? And what about this team you look at and think, yeah, they're dangerous?
Well, they sure are dangerous, and yeah, you can't underestimate Rachel Lawson. She's a very intelligent, coach, knows the game, has a good pitching staff, and you know, they've got some. We talk about us being scrappy. They're a scrappy team. They're gritty. You know, obviously, they're playing the top conference, one of the top conferences in the country, and you know, they'll be prepared. So we're going to have a tough matchup. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, starts Friday, 4 o'clock here in town, James Sanders Stadium. Coach, best of luck, and I hope we have this kind of a joyful conversation again next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.